Pizza pie, that's amore.
All right, so why are we playing Dean Martin here at 8 and a half until 8? It's because today is the day of the Italian festival, and Dr. Vincent Voce and Jay Perillo are joining me in the studio live this morning to talk about it. Hey, guys. Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. You know, I've done, I did a workshop a couple of years ago, and somebody, for small businesses and people, and the first question they said was, you know, how can we get our message out? And I said, when you go to the studio, bring us something to eat. And that's exactly what you've done. We got cannolis and we got biscottis, right?
Yeah, see.
Oh, man. So where is the festival?
The festival is at Queen's University in Charlotte. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow, actually.
Oh, it's 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Beautiful Sunday afternoon on the beautiful, gorgeous campus of Queens.
Oh, man. You guys have been doing this for a long time.
Yes, this is our eighth year, Don, and we're very proud of that.
Wow.
Presenting the best Italian food in Charlotte to the wonderful people of Charlotte, and all for a great cause, and that's helping people who can't help themselves, people with special needs and disabilities. So it's the best of both worlds. It's wonderful, wonderful, the best Italian food in Charlotte, and for a great cause.
But Jay, how long have you been associated with this?
I've been associated with Festa since it started 8 years ago, and Vince has been a supporter of Nevin's going way before that. I've been on the board of directors at Nevin's for since 2006.
But you know, it celebrates a lot of things that Italian Americans have contributed to the United States, like Christopher Columbus, for instance, and the Italian heritage. You know, I guess. Most people, and it's a terrible stereotype, when they think of Italians, they think of great food.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to Little Italy in New York, and I mean, you can walk around and, you know, it's a great place to go and eat and then die because it's that good. But you all have brought it to Charlotte. And how long have you been here, Doc?
28 years.
Really?
But that's why I have a southern accent now.
You can sound Boston accent is what you have. How long have you been here, Jay?
I'm from here. I grew up in Concord.
So,
I'm from the area.
You know, there's a famous family, the Perillo family. They run tours to Italy. They have for years and years and years.
I've heard. I wish I were part of that. Maybe I could get some free travel, but it doesn't work.
Yeah. Either one of you or both of you been to Italy?
Oh, yeah, several times.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
If somebody was going there for the very first time, tell me three things they should not miss.
Rome. Uh-huh. For sure. Every time I go to Italy, I have to visit Rome at least 1 to 2 to 3 days.
Uh-huh.
That's a must. Very popular place also is Tuscany, of course.
Yes.
Cinque Terre on the west coast of Tuscany. And then down south, the Amalfi Coast, just south of Naples. Gorgeous. The Isle of Capri.
Uh-huh.
You got to have a nice glass of limoncello on the Isle of Capri.
Oh, man. So on the festival, which gets underway in 2 weeks, have you got literally all the Italian restaurants contributing?
All the real best ones.
Oh, yeah.
The best, not only Italian restaurants, but restaurants that have great Italian food,
uh-huh.
Like Blue and Orso. Orso's Italian. Blue is Mediterranean. Chef Gene Briggs just does an awesome job with Italian food.
You know, when I came here 40 years ago, the only Italian food you could get was run by Greeks.
That's right. That's true in a lot of towns. And you know, one of the biggest compliments I've gotten is from a Mr. Petropoulos, who told me this is as good as a Greek festival, and that made my day.
That is a hell of a compliment.
That's a wonderful.
You can't get
better.
Yeah,
that's right.
Is it free admission?
No, it's not, because there
it
is a goal.
To charity, yeah.
It goes to charity. But it's just $60, and all you can eat and drink the best Italian food from 8 different restaurants serving appetizers. We have 2 chefs from Italy demonstrating pasta with artichokes, pork scallopini. And then Gino Machiavello, the head chef at Schomar's, has been our executive chef for years. And he does we're famous now for a 4-foot seafood risotto. That just knock your socks off.
That's one of my absolute favorites.
It's delicious.
It's kind of Italian paella is pretty much what it is, but it really is delicious.
Yes.
It's great.
And he demonstrates that, and then it's served all. About 600 people we plan on feeding that day.
Where's it going to be?
At Queen's University.
Queen's University.
Yeah.
So is it going to be outdoors?
Outdoors in their beautiful Trexler courtyard.
Uh-huh.
And we have use of their commercial kitchens, though, to cook the pasta and pork, and that'll be served inside. But then you bring it back out. We have umbrella tables. It's a gorgeous afternoon.
You guys, both of you are in really good shape. You must exercise. If you eat all this great food, you got to be exercising it off.
Well, like they say at Pasta Provisions, you can run faster with pasta.
That's great. Oh, man. Anything I didn't ask you that you wanted to bring out?
Well, let me just mention, if you don't mind, quickly, the mission this serves at Nevins. So Vince has been a very kind supporter of Nevins going back a long, long time. And when he started the Festa 8 years ago, he decided he wanted all the proceeds to benefit Nevins. Nevins is a 53-year-old organization, serves individuals with developmental disabilities ages 16 and above. So we do everything from training right up to job placement, from one-on-one services, day services, right up to having people actually go out and in a job. So it's a great mission. We have partnerships with Carolina's Healthcare. We have partnerships with Central Piedmont Community College. They have teachers on site. So wonderful, wonderful. We serve over 200 consumers a year. And the benefits that we get from things like Festa Italiana just really helps us serve our mission.
Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning, both of you. I appreciate it, and thank you very much for the food. And I would be remiss if I didn't say at the end of this, with all this great food over there, you can take the guns but leave the cannoli. Thanks again. It's 3 minutes until 8.
WBT FM Chester. WBT Charlotte. News is next.
Before attempting to...